As You Tap on Your Glass by Dira Sudis, read by Izzedi. Verkosigan House had gone night quiet hours ago, but naturally there was an armsman standing watch outside the library, where Prime Minister Admiral Count Verkosigan was still at work. Jankowski braced to attention as Cordelia approached, but she smiled and waved off the formality. Jankowski smiled slightly and answered the unspoken question of her hesitation before the door. "Dull roar, m'lady. Nothing unusual." "Right then," Cordelia said, putting her shoulders back and chin up. "I'm going in." Jankowski opened the door silently, permitting my lady the element of surprise, and Cordelia stepped in softly, not eager to squander it. Errol was standing with his back to her, leaning over his current military secretary, Lieutenant Joel, who sat at the secured comm console doing something Cordelia couldn't see. They were indeed keeping the volume down. Cordelia couldn't hear what they were working on, just the low murmur of Errol's voice as he pointed something out. She stood still a moment, watching them from just inside the door, which Jankowski closed silently behind her. Errol had had Joel for nearly a month now, and Cordelia liked him rather better than she had the last secretary, Smythe, probably because Joel seemed to like Errol better than Smythe had. They all went through an awestruck phase to start with, which Cordelia found universally charming. Joel had proven unusual by the speed with which he had mellowed into what seemed to Cordelia to be a genuine liking for Errol. Not only for Errol as his commanding officer, but for the man inside the uniform. That man was apt to be nearer the surface at moments like this, late at night after a long day. Even as Cordelia watched, he muttered something dry and ruffled Joel's blonde hair, and Joel laughed and ducked his head, submitting to the touch rather than pulling away from it. That was interesting. Errol wasn't often physically demonstrative in such a casual way with men under his command, though he had become quite fond of any number of them. Then, too, many of them, especially his secretaries, were the subject of his occasional crushes, a phenomenon Cordelia observed with delight and tried never to acknowledge as such out loud, since Errol didn't seem to quite realize it himself. Joel was certainly a crush, she thought. Errol's eyes always lit up when he talked about his latest bright young man, which he did fairly regularly. Any form of shop talk came to include a rather endearing digression on Joel's virtues, winding down thoughtfully into musings on where best to deploy him when he had outgrown his role as Errol's protege, as they all did after a year or two. So Joel had, somehow, found the knack of setting Errol at ease enough to be playful, and that made Cordelia like him even better than she had a moment before. She kept still, watching to see if she might spy anything else, and then Errol stood and stretched, tilting his head towards the ceiling. Joel's intent gaze followed him up like a compass needle to north, like a flower's face to the sun, and Cordelia realized abruptly that it was not only that Joel liked the man inside the uniform, he liked the body inside the uniform. Cordelia's face heated and her heart leapt, and she found herself smiling rather the same way Errol did when he talked about Joel. In that very instant, Joel became quite completely her favorite of all Errol's protégés and all his crushes. She had in a single glance discovered something she had not realized she longed for, rather like the first time she had unexpectedly heard a Baitan accent on Beriar. She wanted, with the sudden intensity of homesickness, to cross the library and take Joel aside, to gossip delightfully about the man at the center of both their lives, to share this particular joy with someone who would appreciate it as she did. But the impulse popped like a soap bubble as Joel looked away quickly, afraid of being caught in that gaze, because Joel was Beriarin, of course, and Beriarins were tediously heteronormative, as well as tediously insistent on strict monogamy. On the appearance of strict monogamy, at any rate. And for some people, merely the appearance of the appearance. Errol was, of course, notoriously sincere in his appearance of strict monogamy. He had no reason not to be, since his crushes tended to be on his irretrievably unavailable bright young men, all determinedly heterosexual, and all too aware of Errol's exalted rank to contemplate any form of intimacy, let alone the sexual variety. All but Joel, it seemed. Cordelia immediately began to consider what might be done to break the impasse. It was naturally a delicate and a difficult one. Errol was clearly unaware of Joel's attraction, or he wouldn't casually torment the boy with such closeness. Equally obviously, Joel saw no possibility of being requited, even if he did dare to show his interest. Cordelia had barely begun to see a way clear when Errol turned his head and broke into a bright grin at the sight of her. "Cordelia, you look as if you're plotting something." Joel was on his feet in an instant, his face a perfect mask of polite attentiveness as he looked towards her. He had no doubt realized instantly, because Joel was doubtless every bit as brilliant as Errol had told her, many times and in loving detail. what she might have seen from where she stood. And Joel was Beriaren, of course, and would have no grasp of the possibility that adults might choose to share their relationships in a sensible and friendly manner. Whatever she said next, he was likely to hear it as a remark on him. Well, let him hear it, then. Let him take what warning from it he would. Cordelia smiled brightly and walked over to her husband, reaching out her hands for his as she reached him. He gave her a slightly quizzical look, but accepted the reassurance of her grip and said nothing more. She looked past him to Joel, who was looking down at the comm console now, and doing his best impression of a man not inside the room, a man listening with all his might at the keyhole, perhaps. Never fear, Cordelia said, and pressed a brief kiss to Errol's cheek. We're all on the same side.